the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A startling number of people are still missing in the southeast after Hurricane Helene roared through.
While more than 100 deaths have been confirmed, there may be many more, says Homeland Security Advisor Liz Sherwood-Randall.
The current data we have is that it looks like there could be as many as 600 lost lives.
She says that number for now is those who are lost or unaccounted for. As for those who may need help,
we urge those citizens who are seeking FEMA assistance to sign up for that assistance as quickly as possible.
Though that may not be easy, with spotty cell service and many without power. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Former President Trump visited South Georgia today.
We're not talking about politics now. We have to all get together and get this solved. We need a lot of help. They have to have a lot of help down here. We look out for one another, we pull together, we pitch in, we persevere, and we pull it through.
President Biden will be in North Carolina on Wednesday. Tomorrow night's vice presidential debate on CBS will be an opportunity for voters to get to know the candidates. CBS News Executive Director of Elections and Surveys Anthony Salvanto on recent CBS News polling.
Part of any vice presidential nominee's role is to rally the base. And in that sense, both Walz and Vance head into Tuesday's debate in good position within their own parties. A majority of Democrats thinks Walz makes their ticket better. A majority of Republicans thinks Vance adds to their ticket, too.
On the Israel-Lebanon border today, Israeli tanks fired in support of incursions by IDF troops into southern Lebanon. At the State Department, spokesman Matthew Miller says Israeli officials notified the U.S. in advance.
I've seen reports about ground operations. We've had some conversations with them about that. They have, at this time, told us that those are limited operations focused on Hezbollah infrastructure near the border, but we're in continuous conversations with them about it.
Engine full power and liftoff. Crew 9, go SpaceX, go Falcon, go NASA.
A successful launch over the weekend by SpaceX, but the second stage landed in the ocean outside its targeted area. Today, the FAA grounded SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket, saying SpaceX has to investigate before it can launch again. The White House is urging all parties to work to avert a threatened dock worker strike. Here's Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Senior officials from the White House, Labor Department, and Transportation Department are in touch with the parties to urge them to return to the table and negotiate in good faith towards an agreement that benefits all sides and do it fairly and quickly.
At the close on Wall Street, the Dow up slightly after being down earlier by 0.5%. The S&P 500 a record high. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whether you're tinkering in your garage or tackling big projects, if you know the value of working with your hands, you know Harbor Freight. And you can be confident knowing that at Harbor Freight, you can get quality tools at prices that work just as hard as you do. Because the only thing more satisfying than a job well done is a job well done, well under budget. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
People just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
DirecTV says it's buying the Dish Network.
The deal could keep Dish afloat, a company with about $2 billion in debt. It would create one of the largest pay TV providers in the U.S., with about 19 million subscribers between the two companies. The agreement, which would close in the second half of next year, requires regulatory approval. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The companies tried to merge in 2002, but the federal government blocked the deal. Attorneys for New York City Mayor Eric Adams asked a federal judge today to dismiss the bribery charge brought against their client last week. In a motion, the attorneys accuse, in their words, zealous prosecutors of leveling a, quote, extraordinarily vague allegation that does not rise to the level of a federal crime. Adams is accused of accepting travel benefits and illegal campaign contributions from a Turkish official. He's due back in court on Wednesday. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mild tonight with a mostly clear sky and a low close to 60. A mix of sun and clouds, though, for tomorrow and cooler. High only to the mid-60s and breezy. But it's back up into the low 70s for highs on Wednesday and Thursday and mostly sunny. It's 71 right now.
It's WRJN. Hello, goodbye. Chris Morrow here just after 7 o'clock, cruising through a Monday night together. Tomorrow at this time, we'll be enjoying playoff baseball with the Brewers. Game starts at 4:30.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body sway. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart.
Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you. And only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
oh, twice
on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you,
oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pipe.
Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Hits on WRJN. Hi, it's Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise on through Monday night together. The sun is going down and the timeless hits keep on rolling by. OJ's WRJN.
Falling.
probably one of my favorite Mamas and Papas songs. I saw her again last night here on your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, Brewer baseball tomorrow as the postseason begins with the wild card round. And then we've got Packers back on the air Sunday. Man, after this last game, you got to hope they turn things around in the second half and it continues against the Rams. Our pregame show starts next Sunday at 1 o'clock, kickoff just after 3. Packer football on WRJN, sponsored locally by the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. The corner house on the lake, where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or buy gift cards. And the Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. Packers back on the air Sunday afternoon, pregame at 1 from WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own a heart. Senorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
You can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
already gone. The Eagles on your home for local news and timeless hits. It's WRJN. I'm Chris Morrow. Well, I finally went out and I broke down and maxed out the credit card to see the Eagles at the Sphere in Las Vegas. They're doing a residency, probably their last bunch of live shows, starting the end of October all the way through the end of January. And I tell you what, I hope it's a big show because it's going to be an investment to see it. But as a lifelong Eagles fan, can't wait to see them one more time. They always do a great live show. And that Sphere in Vegas, I guess it's spectacular. The lighting and all the effects where you watch the concert. Look it up online if you want to see it. And then get another credit card and hope it's not 30% interest when you go do it. Here we are cruising through Monday night. We are looking forward to Brewer baseball tomorrow afternoon. 4:30 is the first pitch. Then the second game is going to happen at 6:30 on Wednesday night. All kinds of weird times, but we've got all the games for you here on WRJN. still stuck in my mind, the Claymation Crepes. Heard it through the grapevine. Marvin Gaye's version there. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're along. Cruising through the 7 o'clock hour. CBS News comes up at 8 o'clock tonight. But we'll continue with the timeless hits. Heading down to Memphis. Got that barbecue thing going on. Johnny Rivers.
Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Bob Uncle took the message and they wrote it on the wall. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. Hurry home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Oh, it's so nice.
Say tears. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, now there's no just feel like crying. Get down on my knees for you.
Thank you.
97 years, Racine has turned to us for local news, now timeless hits here on WRJN. You know, sometimes there just isn't enough time to listen to a full-length countdown of timeless hits, so I invite you to listen Saturday morning as Rick Johnson presents the weekend's Capsule Countdown. It's a very fast-paced minute that counts down a year, maybe a theme or a topic, with a capsule of great timeless hits. Listen Saturday mornings, 8:30 and 9:30. Rick Johnson has them for you here on your home for local news and timeless hits. It's WRJN with the Supremes.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. CBS News has confirmed that Pete Rose, MLB's all-time hits leader, has died at 83. Our Matt Piper reports.
Pete Rose was also known by his nickname, Charlie Hustle. He played in the MLB from 1963 to 1986, most notably for the Philadelphia Phillies and the